we started talking about understanding prayer, especially as we were getting ready to go into our week of prayer. And for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be looking at different examples of individuals that the scriptures highlight concerning what an effective prayer life looks like. So this week, we're going to look at the life of Daniel. Now, if you open up your bulletin on the inside, you can see what we were talking about on last Sunday. You see a diagram there. You have the phone lines there. One is the receiving end, and one is the sending end. And if you notice, an effective line is not broken. But as we went over in Isaiah 59, I believe 1 and 2, where it says the Lord's hand is not short that he cannot save you, his ear is not heavy that he doesn't hear you, but your iniquity or your sin. And you see how that lightning bolt broke that line down? That lightning bolt is sin. Sin interrupts your line of communication. And that's where you have to make sure that you address sin in your life. You have to, because you just be doing all the talking and you won't hear nothing from Jesus. Jesus' word will be speaking to you, but you won't hear it. You won't see the necessity of putting it in the action or making necessary change in order for that word to impact your life in a positive way. So we have to address or deal with sin. Now, why are we talking about Daniel? As you look on the front of your bulletin there, you see there in Daniel chapter number 1 and verse number 8. And how does this go along with prayer? A lot of times we pay attention to the concept of wanting to talk to Jesus, but we don't understand how our lives influence what we say. In other words, our life has to line up with what comes out of our mouths. Now, in Daniel 1 and 8, you see it says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not do what? Defile himself. Everybody got that on the front of your bulletin? All right. That he may not defile himself. Now, let's look at it in the Living Bible. It says, but Daniel did what?
Made up his
mind. Right, that he would not eat. Right.
The wine given to them by the king.
Right.
He asked the superintendent for permission to eat other things instead.
That's right. So now we understand with the life of prayer, you must and I must understand that it is not just so much as me talking to Jesus, it's how I am living. Mm-hmm. It's where is my mind at? When I am striving to communicate with the Lord. Everybody prays. I'm sorry, they just do. Folk be at the casino slot machines praying. They pulling that lever down and they praying. You say, well, what in the world are they praying for? They're praying that they'll, whatever, it'll line up so that they can win the jackpot. Everybody is praying. A fella that is running away from the police, he's praying that he doesn't get caught. You say, well, Scudder, that don't make sense. Well, I'm trying to tell you, everybody prays. Everybody is petitioning Jesus for something. Does it always work out that way? Obviously, no, the Lord is not concerned about you hitting no jackpot. And obviously, Jesus is not concerned with you trying to outrun the police because you did something wrong. But that don't stop you from trying. That doesn't stop you from trying to pray. Well, we are concerned with having an effective prayer life. We want, when we talk to Jesus, we want Jesus to hear what we're saying. And not so much as hear what we're saying, we want to be able to receive from Jesus so that when we talk, he give us an answer. And before we get into, now this is no mistake that this is in the first chapter of the book. Daniel is not a long book. It's only about 12 chapters, I believe. 12 or 13, 12 chapters, I believe. It's not a long book. But I want you to pay close attention to the beginning part of it because it lets you understand Daniel's life, his attitude, his mind frame. So that as he goes through, now there are several examples, and I'm not going to highlight all of them, But I want you to understand that when he goes before Jesus to make requests or petitions of him, that he's just not living any kind of life. As you see there in verse number 8, in chapter number 1, he says he purposed where? In his heart. That's you. You're the only one that can make up your own mind. You're the only one that can get yourself in the right position to be able to talk to Jesus and hear from Jesus. You have to be willing that no matter what the world is telling you to do, whoever they are, whether it be government, family, friends, if that stuff is not lining up with Jesus, you have to have it made up in your mind that I'm going to do the things that Jesus tells me to do. Right. Even when it's not popular, right. Even when it requires a sacrifice on my part. Mm-hmm. It would have been easier for him to go along and eat the food and participate in what everybody else was doing. Mm-hmm. But according to the scripture, he purposed in his heart that he was going to be different from everybody else. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Come on, that's true, saints. That's true. You got a purpose within your own self that you're going to be different than everybody else. That way that when you start to talk to Jesus, you can hear from him. Right. All right? Now let's go turn to the back of your bulletins. And we got three examples there of Daniel's prayer life. First one we're going to look at is in chapter number 2, starting at verse number 17.
And Daniel went to the house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
Yep.
His companions.
Those were his friends, right? That's true. Now, one thing you can see from this verse, you need to know who your friends really are, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
In other words, who are you? Who can you really depend on and rely on to keep you focused? Now, you notice what he said in verse number chapter number 1 and verse number 8. He had purpose in his heart that he was not going to eat or drink the things that the king prepared. But he wanted to do things differently. Right. So obviously he was going to surround himself around people that were going to support his lifestyle. Right. Come on, saints. That's true. And I'm trying to help you to understand prayer. You just can't come talk to Jesus and just do any old thing. You need to surround yourselves around people that are going to help you fulfill what your heart's desire is. He said within himself, my desire was not to participate in what everybody else was doing, but I want to stay faithful. I want to stay committed to my God, right? That's true. I want to stay committed to the God that I serve, the God that I learned about. And this was in his mind. Yes. This was not something that was popular, mm-hmm. But he did find friends that he could confide in.
Yes.
According to this, in verse number 2, chapter number 17, mm-hmm. Went home, started talking to his companions. Mm-hmm. In verse number 18, what does it say?
That they would desire mercy of the God of heaven.
Isn't that something? See, he surrounded himself around people that were doing the same things that he was doing,
yes.
Right? Come on, that's truth. What do you think you're doing when you come in here? You're surrounding yourself around people that want to go back with Jesus when he comes. That's it. That's all I'm here for. Yeah. You say, well, Discutter, why are you here? I can only talk for me. I am here because I want to go back with Jesus. I do not want to miss the rapture. I believe Jesus is going to come one day and he is going to come for his bride, which is the church. And I believe everybody is not going to hear him when he comes. I believe he's going to speak only to those that are paying attention to him. Right? Come on, that's my belief. That is my understanding. My understanding and my belief is that one day when Jesus comes, he's going to talk to those that are listening. And those that are listening are going to be changed. In the moment and the twinkling of an eye, we're going to be changed. We're going to put off this body. I'm going to get rid of this body and I'm going to put on another body, a body that's prepared for me. I believe Jesus has gone away to prepare a body for me. And I've got to believe that in my heart. I got to have that purpose in my heart so that no matter what I go through down here, what people say, what the world is doing, I have to have it fixed in my heart and mind. Those facts that Jesus is going away to prepare a place for me, and that when he comes, I will go back with him. That's my goal. That's my purpose. Now, it's up to me to surround myself around people that think like that. It's up to me to hang around and become friends with people that think just like I think. I got to go around and I got to talk to people. Say, what are you thinking about? Where are your goals? What is your purpose in life? And they may go through and start to say this and say that. And that stuff may sound good. It may look good. But I have to say within myself, does that line up with my purpose? Does that sound like somebody that I can become a companion with? In other words, somebody that's trying to go where I'm going. And if they're not going where I'm going, I need to leave them people alone. Because they're going to mess my mind up, right? That's right. That's right. They're going to mess my mind up. They're going to mess my mind up. And when it comes time for me to talk to Jesus, when it comes time for me to ask the Lord anything, if I'm not in the right mind frame, he won't hear me. Sin will block it. Sin will cut that line of communication. And I'm telling you, you're going to need Jesus to help you. You're going to need Jesus to help you to keep your purpose focused. So that you can stay on track. So that your mind don't get sidetracked by all of this foolishness that's going on. I need my mind to stay focused on what's more important. What's more important? I don't want to miss the rapture. It's going to happen in the moment and the twinkling of an eye. In other words, I'm not going to be able to get ready when it's happening. I'm going to have to be where I'm supposed to be at, right? That's right. I'm going to have to be where I'm supposed to be at. It's no different than the bus.
Yes, yes, yes.
No different than the train. You can't be talking about you're going to be there at a certain time. When the train said he's going to be there at 11:03, and 11:03 he's pulling up, if you're not there, you're going to miss it. I don't care how fast you run. If you're not there, you're going to miss it. You can yell all you want. You can scream. You can say, but I was right there. You got to be where you're supposed to be at when the door opens so you can go in. If that's true down here, what do you think about the rapture? You got to be where you're supposed to be at, right? You got to purpose that in your heart. You got to have that fixed in your mind. If I want to go back with Jesus, I got to prepare to go back with him. I got to move past just talking about it. And I need to surround myself around people that have the same kind of purpose, same kind of objective that I have. That's truth. Is that right? Come on, that's truth. Come on, look at what he says when he got around these companions. They weren't complaining. They weren't complaining about their situation. Now, you know what the situation was. Israel was taken out of their homeland. They were in foreign territory, foreign rulers that brought in strange gods that tried to set up camp around them, and they enslaved them, and they wanted them to do what they were doing, worship their God, eat their food, dress like them, and behave like them. Huh? Come on, saints. You have to see when the Lord called you out of sin. Yeah. That don't stop the environment. Everybody around you is still sinning. But the Lord is calling you out. He's telling you, come out from among them and be separate. Touch not that unclean thing. Right? He said, I'll be a God unto you. Right? Come on. I'll walk up and down inside of you. See, you got to have it purposed in your mind that I need Jesus to come and dwell inside of me. I'm walking around a lot of people that don't know what it's like to have the Holy Ghost. They don't know what it's like to have Jesus inside of them. And I need to say, I'm different from them. Yes, if I don't have them, I'm different from them. Why are you different from them? Because I want Jesus to dwell in me. Huh? To influence what I do, to influence how I think, to influence where I go, to influence how I talk. I want him to make a change in me. I want him to see me different from sinners, right? That's the truth. That's right. That's one thing is true. Daniel and his companions were different from everybody else. Their speech was different. Huh? When they got together, they weren't gossiping. Huh? Come on. Y'all got it right there. They weren't gossiping. They weren't complaining. Huh? What did they do? All they did is they desired the Lord to be merciful. Huh? They identified where their God was. Huh? That my God is up in heaven. Huh? My God is not on the earth. My God is not on the earth and he is not of the earth. Huh? My God is above. He's supreme over everything. Huh? I believe when Psalm says the earth is the Lord, he's talking about my God. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and they that do what? Dwell therein. He has founded it. Huh? I don't care what the schools of learning are trying to establish in your mind. Jesus founded this. Jesus is the one that created this whole earth. I don't believe that man brings up the grass. I don't believe man causes the sun to rise. I don't believe any of that. I believe Jesus controls all of this. He controls the weather. He controls the temperature. All of this is under his control. Not even all of that, even my life. I believe he controls my life and the length of my days. I don't care how much medication I take. I don't care how much I exercise. I don't care how disciplined my diet is. Jesus controls my body. Without him, I cannot exist. That's my belief. That's right. That's my belief. That's why when COVID hit, it didn't change us. We kept on doing what we were doing. Huh? When COVID hit, we didn't stop praying. No. We didn't stop praying. We didn't throw masks on when it was time to call Jesus. We took the mask on off and said, we're going to talk to Jesus. Huh? It was my belief that if we were going to get COVID, it was my belief that the Lord was going to safeguard us. Safeguard us. Why? Because we were mentioning his name. Huh? Come on. That's where my faith is. My faith is that the name of Jesus cures all diseases. Huh? Come on. There's no disease that the name of Jesus cannot stand against. Huh? Come on, saints. That's my belief. That's my faith. And the world around me don't believe this. World around me said that the church was the most dangerous place to be at during COVID. But they didn't say that about Walmart. They didn't say that about Giant. They said it about the household of faith. The place where you're supposed to pray. Make your petitions known to Jesus, right? How dare you let the world define that this is the most dangerous place. It's only a danger to sin. It's only a threat to sin. The only one don't want you to come in here is sin. Sin don't want you to come in here and pray. Sin don't want you to come in here and lift up your hands and cry out to Jesus. Sin try to tell you you're tired. Sin try to tell you you're too sick. Huh? Come on, your disease is so bad. But the Lord said, bring it to me. Bring it to me. Make your petitions known to me. And ask me for mercy. Huh? Come on, you need to ask Jesus for mercy. That means you don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. But I'm asking you, Jesus, for mercy, right? Be merciful to me. Don't give me what I deserve, Jesus. Don't give me what I'm due. But be merciful to me. Look beyond all of my sin. Look beyond all of my shortcomings. And help me, Jesus. Help me in every area of my life. Help me escape from this deadly world. This world that don't have no mind to want to go back with you. Lord Jesus, help me to escape from it. That's all Daniel and them was saying. They asked, he got around his friends, and they started praying to the God of heaven. And they said, be merciful, right? Be merciful concerning the secret. Huh? What are you talking about now? You know that Daniel was looking for an understanding of what was going on. But what is the secret to us? I don't understand all the stuff that I'm dealing with. Is that a secret? Yes, it is. Because you don't know the answer, all right? You got a whole lot of stuff in your life that is going on right now that you don't understand why. Oh, yes. You don't understand why that stuff came your way. Because if you wrote the book, you wouldn't have that. You would have omitted that chapter. Huh? You would have rewrote this thing differently. But you don't understand why this stuff is coming your way. And you don't understand what the end of it is going to be. Jesus, why are you carrying me through this? Why is this test coming the way that it is? It is a secret. And the only one that knows the answer is Jesus. Huh? Come on, saints.
only one that knows the answer to why is Jesus. Only one that knows the answer to how long is Jesus. Only one that knows the answer to how you're going to get through it is Jesus. So that's why I say cast all of your cares, cast all of your concerns on Jesus. Why? Because he cares for you, right? Nobody else cares for you like Jesus. He's the only one that understands the secret. He's the only one that understands the unknown. But you need to let him know it. Lord Jesus, I don't understand it. Huh? You're not being disrespectful. Not when you come to the Lord Jesus like that. You can let him know, Jesus, this stuff is coming my way. And I don't understand it. Jesus, I need you to open up my understanding as to what this stuff means. Yes, Lord. What is the meaning of this? Huh? Come on. What do you think you're doing down there when you're praying? You should be asking the Lord to open up your understanding so that you can know the meaning of this thing, so that the secret can be revealed. Huh? Didn't Daniel ask for the Lord to show him understanding? Lord, give me understanding concerning this secret, right? Keep going. Keep going. Read a little bit more. Yes. Yes. Would not perish. Isn't that something? Yeah, that's what you should be praying. Lord Jesus, I don't want to die with these sinners. Jesus, I don't want to go to hell with these sinners. No, not me. I'm not ashamed. I'm not embarrassed to say, Jesus, let me be free. Jesus, help me to escape from the destruction that is coming on this earth. Huh? Jesus, I believe hell is coming up to meet the people. And I don't want to be here when it get here. Lord Jesus, you are my escape route. Huh? I'm not in love with nobody so much that I'm not going to put them before you. You are more important to me than anything else. Huh? You got to say it. You got to have that kind of mind first. They had me said that this morning, what her mother told her. I'm putting this in you because I'm not going to be with you forever. Huh? Isn't that the truth? Come on, you ain't going to be here forever. You need to let these people know that. When your people try to drag you into this stuff, no, I can't participate in that. Why? Because I'm not going to be here forever. Lord got a day with my name on it. Do y'all believe that? Just like today is what? November what? Somebody's day is today. Huh? I don't care what they do, how much money they make. Somebody's day is today. When Jesus calls, they're going to answer. And they're going to have to give an account for the things that they did in this body, whether it was good or bad, acceptable or unacceptable. That's the kind of attitude you have to have. You got to say, oh, I gotta be careful. I got to ask the Lord, teach me how to number my days. Huh? Because I only got a set time to be here on this earth. Huh? Come on, saints. You only got a set time to be here. Lord not only numbered your days, he numbered your steps. Huh? You let the world have you out there running these races, and you don't even realize every time you hit your foot hits the ground, you're taking away. Your numbers are decreasing. Huh? In other words, there's a max associated with your name. Huh? Lord may say Stephen only is allotted 10,000 steps. Huh? And I sit up around and let this watch regulate how many steps I make. And I'll be saying, oh, I got to get my steps in. How many steps you trying to get in? I need you to get in at least 10,000 a day. But you don't even realize, Lord said, I already numbered your steps. And I don't care how healthy you think you are. You're not going to get by my number. Huh? Come on, saints. You're not going to get by Jesus' number. That's why he told you to ask the Lord for wisdom. Lord, teach me how to number my days that I may pay attention to what is wise, right? That's the truth. Won't be so quick running here and running there. But I'll make sure that I put my feet where they're supposed to be at. Put my feet on the straight and the narrow way. Help me to run towards life. Huh? If I am going to run around my neighborhood, I ought to run around my neighborhood with Jesus on my mind. I ought to be running with Jesus on my mind. I ought to be taking every step. Huh? Say, you running fast? Call Jesus fast. However you walking slow, call him with every step. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Help me to keep my mind stayed on you. Jesus, help me, Jesus. Help deliver me, Jesus. Help open up my understanding to this secret thing. Why? Because I don't want to perish. I don't want to perish with these people. Huh? I don't want to perish with the folk that reject you. I don't want to die with the people that don't respect you. Huh? Come on, saints. You're living around a whole bunch of people that don't respect Jesus. They don't have no respect for the Lord. They think the Lord only see them when they're in these four walls. They think the Lord only see them when they're around the saints. But the eyes of the Lord are in every place. Huh? Everywhere you go, Jesus sees you. He not only sees you, but he hears you. He hears every cuss word that comes out of your mouth. He knows every ungodly thought that swims around your brain. Huh? You need to ask the Lord to help you. Help me, Jesus. Take away the cussing tongue, Lord Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Take away every ungodly thought. Help me, Jesus. Remove the bitterness from out of my heart. Remove the malice from out of my mind. Help me, Jesus. Why? Because nothing gets by you. You're going to bring every work into judgment with you. Even the secret things. You're going to bring it all into judgment with you. And you need to ask the Lord to help you, right?
Yes, yes, that's right.
Lord, I don't want to perish with these people. Huh? What that fellow said? Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of these wise people that are in this sinful world. Verse number 19. Huh? Come on, saints. You see something between 18 and 19. That's called an effective prayer life. Huh? That means you can't stop calling Jesus until the Lord reveals something to you. That means you got to stay there. Crying out to Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Till Jesus reveals something. Reveals it to you. Not your neighbor, but you need the revelation. You need the secret revealed, right? You need the Lord to open up your understanding, right? And you need to stay before the Lord until he do it, right? You need to stay before Jesus. Stay before Jesus until he opens up your understanding. Huh? Come on. Don't back up. Don't back up. The writer, he asked the Lord, Jesus, reveal this secret thing to me. And verse number 19, the secret was revealed. Huh? The secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. That means that brother did not let the clock dictate his prayer life. Huh? That brother did not let the time of day get him off of his purpose. Daniel was a praying man. Huh? And if that's true about Daniel, what can be said about you? Huh? You need to move past putting "I'm a prayer warrior" on your t-shirt. You need to move past putting "a prayer warrior" on your boss baseball cap. It needs to be who you are. You need to have a purpose in your heart that I'm a man or I'm a woman of prayer, right? I'm a person of prayer. Huh? That's right. Time of day don't affect my prayer life. I'm praying all day long. Even when I'm on my way to work, I'm praying. Even when I'm doing my job, I'm praying. Even when I'm in my meeting talking about a bunch of foolishness, my mind is on Jesus. They ask me a question, I answer the question that they ask, and I get my mind back on Jesus. Why? Because I'm a people of prayer. I'm a person that believes in the power of prayer. I believe prayer keeps these demons down. Huh? I believe prayer keeps these demons back. This stuff be fishing all around your head, itching for a way to get in. Why can't it have its way? Why can't it impact your mind? Why doesn't it influence your thoughts and your position, your attitude? I believe because Jesus sees the prayer. I believe Jesus sees my heart's desire. I believe Jesus sees the groaning of my soul. Not just during an hour when I'm with the saints, but late in the midnight hour when everybody is asleep. Tell my wife, I get up, I say, "Baby, I couldn't sleep." I get up with my mind on Jesus and say, "Jesus, what is it? What is it that's disturbing my peace? Jesus, please be merciful," right? Huh? You got to be a person that gives themselves over to prayer. Huh? And you got to be honest with yourself. Huh? How much are you praying? How much are you praying? How much are you talking to Jesus? Huh? Go back over your life. Huh? And how much are you talking to Jesus? I'm telling you, you don't have time to waste. It's got to be who you are. You got to be, prayer has got to be associated with who you are. You have to be a person of prayer. When people see who you are, they got to say, that is a person that prays. Praise when? Praise always. No matter what the circumstance, that person is always talking to Jesus about the issues and the concerns of their life, right? That's truth. You have to pray. Huh? That secret was revealed in the night vision. Come on, keep me moving. Yeah, he didn't treat Jesus as a genie in a bottle. When the Lord answered the prayer, Daniel didn't stop talking to Jesus. Huh? Come on, saints. When the Lord answered your prayer, that don't mean you stop talking to Jesus. You move from a requesting mode to a praising mode. Huh? You are not to let no praise just come out artificially. Come on, stop following the folk that are in the world. Praise the Lord, they don't even know why they praise Him. They praise the Lord because the songs sound good. They praise the Lord because the music sounds good. But why? Why are you praising Him? Huh? I shout hallelujah as a result of the Lord answering my prayer. Huh? Oh, yes, I do. I just don't let hallelujah just come out. Just be letting it come out. It got to be a reason behind this thing. Huh? Lord said, stop praising me without a reason. Sometimes you need to turn your praise into, Lord, I'm sorry. Huh? You too busy praising Jesus when the Lord want to hear some repentance from you. Huh? You can't repent and praise at the same time. You need to make up your mind. What position are you in right now, right? That's the truth. What position are you in right now? Huh? Are you in a position to praise? Or are you in a position to repent? What do I need to repent for? You need to go over your own life. What are you doing that's not like Jesus? Huh? Oh, I told the Lord I was sorry. I told the Lord to forgive me. Lord said, nah, that ain't enough. I need you to go before me. Huh? In some sackcloth. In some ashes. I need you to fall on your face. And I need you to cry out to me in prayer and in supplication. I need you to ask me to beg. I need you to plead with me. Lord Jesus, take this ungodly thing away from me. Remove this defiled thought. Huh? This stinking, dirty thought from out of my mind. It has no place in me. Jesus, take it away, right? Huh? Take it away. Huh? You heard what I just said? Ain't no time for praise. You need to love the Lord. Take that stuff away from you. Now, when you see He has taken it away, then you got a reason to praise Him. Huh? When you see the Lord has removed that burden, that feeling of obligation to want to do it. Huh? Oh, yeah. That fella out there fornicating, they feel like they got to do it. They got a sense of obligation. Only way I'm going to feel love is when I do something Jesus told me not to do. Huh? And they may say sorry every time they get in that bed. But if you go back over their life, they've been sorry 50 times. When is you going to get sick of it? When are you going to say enough is enough? When are you going to stop jumping in the bed you don't belong in? Then you can say you've been freed. When you ain't got a mind to do it no more, then you can say you've been freed. But until then, you need to repent. You need to repent. Huh? This is not a popular message. I understand it. But you need to go over your life and see some stuff that you're doing that's not like Jesus. And you need to stop praising your way past it. Huh? You say, well, I'm going to just shout a little bit over. No, you need to stop it. It's time for you to repent. That word repent means to stop it. Make change. Huh? Make change, right? Stop it.
That's it.
Stop it. Huh? Say, I only watch pornography every now and then. Stop it. Huh? You need to stop it. Huh? But some keep drawing me away for take away the service from your phone then. Huh? Call the phone company and say, my mind is not disciplined enough. I need you to cut my service off. Huh? Come on. You said it. I'm not strong enough to stop it. That means you need to cut off all of its avenues until you discipline yourself. Till you change your mind that is not who you are.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it is. It's the truth. Amen.
It's got to be a desire of who? Your heart. Huh? You can listen to these messages until you blue in the face. But if it ain't a desire of your heart, you're going to keep on doing what you want to do. Huh? But I'm trying to tell you, there's going to be a day of separation. One day you're not going to come in here and see me no more. Huh? Oh, yeah, that's right. One day you're going to open up the door and Stephen is not going to be here. Huh? Would y'all sing this morning if you miss my body? That's more than just a song. That's how I'm living. One day you're not going to see my body no more. You can ask 1,000 people, where is he? It doesn't matter what they say. Only one need to be concerned where Stephen is Stephen. Huh? I want to go back with Jesus. That's the desire of my heart. Now the question is, what is your desire? What do you want? And how is your life lining up with what you want? Huh? Does it make sense? And if my life ain't adding up, who needs to change? Well, it's my friends. Well, no. At the end of the day, it's your life. This got to be your purpose. Huh? Maybe you need to change your friends. Maybe you need to delete. As Sister Martin say, put some blocks up. Huh? Thank the Lord for this technology. Put some blocks up. Them folk ain't meaning you good. No good. Block them. Block them and let them know if you see them physically. Say, no, 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 no. Well, I called you. You didn't answer. Yeah, I got your calls, but no, no, no. What you doing ain't what I want to do. Be bold and say it. What you doing ain't what I want to do. Huh? Where you going ain't where I'm trying to go. Huh? Where you trying to go? I'm trying to go back with Jesus. When he come? Huh? Everybody serving the same God. No, we not. If we were serving the same God, you'll be doing what I'm doing. You'll be going where I'm going. Then you get on your knees and call Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No, indeed.
You get on your knees and you call Jesus? I pray just like everybody. But do you get on your knees and do you call Jesus? Huh? I'm not talking about praying, our Father which art in heaven, how it would be thy name. Do you get on your knees, open up your mouth and call Jesus?
That's it.
Huh? Open up your bulletin. Open up your bulletin. Go look at them scriptures on the left side. Each one of you get one of them scriptures. Because we're going to see what does it look like to pray. Because we're reading about Daniel, but you need to know what it looked like to pray. Each one of you get one, and when you get it, just read it out. I can handle it. Just read nice and loud.
5:2.
Yes.
Be not rash with thy mouth.
Uh-huh. See? In other words, your heart got to line up with coming out your mouth. Everybody's out there praying, but they ain't living right. Huh? Your prayer got to line up with your life. Man, come on. One thing you can see, Daniel's heart was right before he went to pray. Huh? How do you know his heart was right? Because he said, I don't want to eat from the king's table. I don't want to drink the king's wine. Huh? I want to keep myself separate from these folk. Huh? I don't want to die with all these other wicked people. Huh? He didn't go around the masses of people. He only found a few. He only found a few that were thinking like him. Stop paying attention to the numbers in here. I'm telling you, we're never going to have them by the hundreds. Huh? It ain't never coming in here by the hundreds. Why? Because when they get in here, they're going to hear something. Music will be feeling real good. They say, ooh, y'all music sounds good. And they'd be just like this, and would they be hugging? Oh, we love you. Oh, thank you for the love. But then when this man get up here and open up this book, it's going to be like somebody hit their hand. Huh? And every time they put their hand out there, they go to the, it's just like a mouse trap. Pow! Who is he talking to? such and such, did you tell him what I told you? No, I ain't talked to him about you, not at all. I don't, he don't know nothing about you. Huh? I thought I saw his car coming around. No, you ain't seen my car do nothing. I don't have time to do it. Huh? I told you the eyes of the Lord. Huh? He pulls the covers off of you. Huh? He pulls the covers off of you. Only thing you can say is, Jesus, be merciful. Jesus, I know you see me. Be merciful. Help me to change my mind. Huh? Help me to change my ways. Huh? So that my heart can line up with my mouth. Huh? So I can stop being a talker and be a doer. Huh? See, my heart got to line up with my mouth. Everybody understand this?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord is showing you truth.
Yes, he is.
Everybody talking about, I love you, but your actions, they not lining up with it. And you need to say, nope. I know you, who you are. You don't even know love. You are a liar. You're a hypocrite, right? Hypocrites say one thing and do something else. See, you need to, don't let them folk lie to you, saints. You need to say, I don't want to perish with them, right? Bring me around a group of people whose heart is in the same place my heart is at. Whose behavior line up with the behaviors that I'm trying to be. You may not be there, but you ought to be moving in that direction. Come on. You in a place where we're very patient with you. But I'm trying to tell you, you need to be moving in this direction, though.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not with you when you're going the opposite way. No. I'm not with you. I'm not going to drop you off somewhere where I'm going to help you sin. Can you drop me off at this crack house so I can get myself? No, I'm not dropping you off at no crack house.
All right.
Huh? Yes. I'm telling you, you got to put the crack down. Huh? But I'm going to get the shakes. So get in here and call Jesus while you're shaking. Call him until the secret is revealed. Till your mind get the message. Huh? Does that make sense? Your behavior's got to line up with your mouth. Say, I just got to, I want to serve the Lord. Well, you better act like it. Huh? You better act like it. Your behaviors have to line up with your mouth. Ecclesiastes says, do not be haste.
Do not be rash with your mouth.
Be not rash with your mouth.
Let not thine heart be haste.
Yes.
Before God.
Yep.
For God is in heaven and thou upon the earth.
Yes.
Therefore, let thy words be
few. Let your words be what? This is why when we get down on our knees and call Jesus, Jesus is just one name. Huh? You need to fall in love with that one name. Call that one name with all of your heart, all of your mind. Stop looking for something else to say.
Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Well, I don't think my prayer is going to be effective if I'm just down there calling Jesus. Jesus is all he wants to hear. How you know that's all he wanted to hear? Because the scripture said God highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above what? He gets glory at that name. You talking about, I want to glorify Jesus. Call him by his name then. Don't be ashamed of it. Huh? Is that the truth, saints? Don't be ashamed of it. You get on your knees, call Jesus. Open up your mouth and call Jesus. Right? So that brother, he didn't know how to pray when he first came in here. He thought he was going to say, Lord, give me this, give me that, give me that. We said, call him by his name. He said, Jesus, 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 Lord, Father God, do this, Father God. We said, no. Call Jesus by his name. Then after a while, he left. See, life had to teach him. Huh? Life beat him down to a pulp. See, I remember the image like it was yesterday. We had a little side door. Came in that side door, just like this. I'm tired. I guarantee the next time we told him to get down on his knees and call Jesus, he ain't lose no sleep. He got down to Jesus, 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 Jesus. Huh? Call him so he started busting up the chairs. Huh? Them chairs, I never seen anything like that. I mean, them metal chairs will just fold like a pretzel. We didn't say, oh, no, you can't tell. We move one out, put another one there. Call him, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Thank you. Yep.
And Lord, let us find a little sturdy one.
Yes.
That was hard to break. The Lord said, Lord, bless that brother tonight. He came through with the Holy Ghost. Oh, that brother was always down. Y'all see him? Huh? But see, it had to be a desire. See, I can't put that in you. It has to be a desire from Jesus, right? His heart had to line up with his mouth, right? Are y'all understanding this? Everybody is praying, but their heart don't line up with what's coming out of their mouths. Only you can be the judge of that. I don't know your lifestyle. Only thing I can conclude, when you're down there praying and 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 praying. And I'm like, well, Lord, what is going on? Do you not know what the word says? His ears are not heavy. Huh? His hand is not short. Lord, ain't got no short arm. It can reach you right where you are. Well, what's hindering you from getting your prayer answered? It's your sin. It's your sin. Say it again, Elder Scott. Whose sin is it? Whose sin is it? Y'all, everybody saying, because I ain't got no sin to me. I'm telling you, it's your sin. Your sin stands as a wedge. Now, the question is, what are you going to do about it? You going to keep walking around the earth and let sin beat you up? Sin take advantage of you? Or are you going to look at sin and say, enough is enough? Huh? Somebody give me another scripture. Give me another one. Give me another. Keep me moving. Yes. Yeah, what did that fella do?
He waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard with my
prayer. So that means with my prayer, I need to be what? Come y'all on it, come on. With my prayer, I need to be what? Just because you want it to happen right then and there, that don't mean. Lord sees stuff in you that you may not see. You might have the right mind now, but what about tomorrow? You say, I paid my tithes already. But what about when somebody slip you $100 or $50? Say, oh, no, I ain't got a tithe off of that. See, your mind ain't right. Lord say, tithe off of all your increase. Amen. I'm telling you how serious this was. Mother used to find 10 cents, and she would put a penny. Remember? We laugh. We got the envelope. I got the envelope to prove it. She would find 10 cents on the ground and would put a penny in the tithe envelope. And we'd say, well, that don't make no sense. But no, it's not about what I say. She was doing her best to obey Jesus. He said, pay 10% on all your what? So that means if you didn't have it, and it's brought into you, that's a what? Just that simple. Don't go trying to figure it out. Somebody give you $5. Say, I'm going to run such and such to the store. And they say, oh, here go $5 for your gas. That's a what? So out of that increase, what do you owe Jesus? It's that simple, saints. It's that we wonder why we're not blessed. Huh? Lord is looking at your hope. Not remember, the eyes of the Lord are in every place. He's watching you.
That's right.
He's got his eyes on you. He hear what you're saying out your mouth, but your actions ain't lining up with it. He said, okay, I'm gonna put you to I'm gonna see what you're gonna do. I'm gonna bring an increase into you, and I'm gonna see how you behave yourself. I'm gonna see how you disciplined yourself. Yesterday you were a tither. The Lord, no, I only get one check a month. Okay. If that's all he bringing into you once a month, then I guess that's the only time you should write a tithe envelope. Huh? But I got little hustles I do. Well, your side hustles are increased. And you owe Jesus a tenth of that side hustle. Please, 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 please don't think when you paying your tithes, you paying me. I have a job. Huh? It's for your benefit. Keep your lights on. Are y'all warm? It's nice and toasty in here. Huh? Now, what's doing it? Tithes and offering. Huh? Amen, Jesus. Huh? We went bowling. Didn't we go bowling? Didn't we have a nice time? Didn't we eat good at that restaurant? Did I ask for a dime out of your pocket? Why not? Did we say, oh, you can't come? We were begging you to come. Didn't we say, just come. Even if you don't vote, just come. Enjoy being with the saints. I ain't got no, did I ask you how much money you had? I just told you to do what? Isn't that what Jesus tell us? We read that last week, right? Hold everyone that thirst, right? Come, right? Drink from the fountain. If you had no money, come without cost, without price, right? Eat this living bread. What is this living bread? It's Jesus. Isn't Jesus good? Didn't he tell you to take a wide, open up your mouth wide and eat the goodness of Jesus, right? And be fed off of him, right? Come on, wait patiently. Next scripture. All right. That's that sinner. Look what that sinner did. Yes. So when we are engaged in prayer, are we concerned about the time of day? No. We cry both what? This is not, you don't turn holiness on and off. You got to live this every day, saints. It's a sacrificial life.
Yes, it is.
When you say you love Jesus, it's a sacrifice.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
When the Lord showed you that he loved you, did he not sacrifice?
Yes, he did sacrifice.
He gave of himself. Did it hurt?
Yes, it did.
Maybe you need to go and read the cross, the crucifixion, the humiliation that went along with it. Huh? The desire to keep his mouth shut. Huh? He chose that, didn't he? That means sometimes folk going to say all manner of things against you, but you need to keep your mouth what? Psalms 39:1. I said I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with the bridle while the wicked is where. Stop arguing with wicked people. They have nothing to lose. But you keep your mouth shut. Amen. Keep your mouth shut. Hey. Elder Scott, what are you talking? Man, you ain't going. I didn't intend to talk about notice, but I guess the Lord is hitting a whole lot of fingers today. Because God knows I sure didn't have none of this in my notes. But if you know that that's you, you better take it. You better take this message and you better say, Lord Jesus, help me to be better. Because I'm doing a whole lot of talking to you. And I need to wonder why some of these secrets. Huh? It's not being what? Revealed. Huh? Stop walking around in the question mark. There's no reason for you to live like that. Not when you have an effective prayer life. Lord should be opening up your understanding to this stuff. Where is your confidence? Where is your confidence? When you walk in the crowd, where is your confidence? Stop trying to blend in with everybody else. Where is your confidence? Where are you happy to represent the Lord that died for you? Where are you proud to walk around with his banner? I ain't talking about a t-shirt. I'm talking about a lifestyle. Where are you happy to walk around with his banner? Say, Jesus, I'm living for you. Huh? Everybody else depressed and sad, you'd be just happy.
Thank you.
Your mind is on Jesus. Your mind is on Jesus. Come on. Did you finish? I'm sorry, sis.
Though he bear long with them,
Yes.
Yeah.
I tell you that he
will do what?
Yeah.
How long? It's not going to take the Lord long to do his work. When the Lord moved, he moved. One thing I can say, when they were there waiting on the day of Pentecost, they were crying out to Jesus for 10 days. But when the Lord moved, Scripture says it suddenly happened. Huh? It wasn't no delay. It suddenly happened. So that's true with you. You just stay where you're supposed to be at and wait how? What's that word that you read in your scripture, sis? He said, wait patiently. Because when the Lord move, he going to move quickly. He going to move quickly. Right? Come on, give me another scripture. Somebody got one? Yes. Now, hold up. Who is the Lord close to? So when we're telling you to open up your mouth and call Jesus, am I trying to keep something back from you? You calling Jesus because that's how you get the Lord close to you. Don't you want the Lord to come and touch you? When I'm in prayer, I want to feel his presence. And the only way you're going to do that is you got to get out of yourself, right? But you got to get close to the Lord. Well, it's got to, how in the world do I get close to him? What does this scripture say? Oh, read the verse over again so you can see. The Lord is what? Nigh. Unto all them that do what?
All that call upon him in truth.
Yeah, see, what does David said? The Lord desires what? From where? You got to get that heart straight, don't you? Huh? Did y'all finish? You finish reading that one? Yeah. Read a little bit more.
He will fulfill the desire.
Yeah, hold up. He will do what?
He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him.
Yes.
He also will hear their cry.
Yeah.
And will save them.
Jesus. So are you hurting yourself calling Jesus?
No.
Are you hurting yourself being around a bunch of people that are calling Jesus? This is the right place to be in.
Yes, it is.
Amen. You hear all the saints come down in there. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It sound like a beehive. Mm-hmm. Y'all hey, beehive. But we ain't buzzing. We calling Jesus. And that thing get good when all you hear the saints from one end of the church to the next. Jesus, 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 Jesus. That thing sounds good, doesn't it? It's like you get in your soul and your soul just start to be burning.
That's it.
You say, oh, yeah. Yes. You say, it's just like that. You know how the girls be playing double dutch?
Yes.
And they be like this, I want to jump into that.
Yes.
Don't keep me outside the circle, right? Get into it, right? Somebody get another one. Give me another one.
Psalm 55:16-17.
Yeah.
As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me, even at morning and at noon.
See, pray. You've got to stop letting the day dictate your prayer life. You got to pray all the time, right?
Yes.
Call upon who? Yes. That's right. I'm going to ask you because it say call upon God, right? But you know who God is, right? You call Jesus.
Yes.
You call Jesus.
Yes.
You at the stoplight. What are you going to do? I'm going to call Jesus. I'm in the grocery store waiting because the line is long. What are you going to do?
Call Jesus.
Somebody said, did you find that sale? Yeah, it was a good sale. Thank you. What you going to do after they finish talking? Call Jesus. First Baptist, I don't understand why they won't open up another line. Don't they see all these people walking around? Just say, Jesus. They get on my nerves. That's why I can't stand to come to this grocery store. What you think about that? I'm just grateful Jesus blessed me to be here. I guarantee they won't fuss at you no more. I'm grateful I can stand up by myself and wait in the grocery line. Right? Come on. I'm grateful that I can pay for my own food. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Gave me the activities of my limbs. Right? Gave me a means to get back and forward. You got to find something to thank the Lord for, saints. Is that all the scriptures I gave y'all? Cry, what does it tell you to do? Cry a lot. Open up your mouth, saints. Stop whispering Jesus. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth and call him by his name, right? Nobody going to think you crazy. We ain't going to put you out. We had one brother, I remember years ago, he called Jesus real loud. He called himself right on out the church. But you better cry out to the Lord. One thing is true. One thing, when he was crying out to Jesus, he let it be heard with everything inside of him. And that's for you. We got to cry out to the Lord with everything inside of him. Is that all that scripture?
Yeah.
All right. Is that all of them?
Jeremiah 29.
Oh, you got, how many more? You got two more? Okay.
Two more.
Read the Jeremiah and the Matthew.
Then should ye call upon me, and ye should go and pray.
Yep. I will listen to you, right? When you do what? Not some of it. You got to be into this wholeheartedly, saints. Nothing feel bad when a person is in a relationship with somebody else and they only give them half of their heart. Maybe you ain't never been there. I remember one day I was dating this girl when I was in school. And I really loved her. I was watching her out the window walk down the aisle. I said, oh, I was in love, Deacon. So I thought. Then I remember one day I was sitting in the classroom. I was looking outside the window and she got out of somebody else's car. I said, where's she coming from? And I walked up to her. Her face was hanging all down. I said, where are you coming from? Where were you at? That was just my friend. You didn't give me what I gave you. See, I gave her my whole heart. You know, the Lord taught me a valuable lesson. You better stop loving these sinners. come on! You looking for sinners to do something they can't do. Sinners are opportunistic. That's true. Then I thank the Lord. The Lord give me a mind to give my heart to a saint. Amen. That's right. Lord gave me a mind to fall in love with a saint. Right? And I ain't loving her half-heartedly. I'm getting old. Giving all that belong to her. And she giving all that belong to me. And we okay. Amen. We okay. I ain't looking for another. And I pray I know she ain't looking for no other either. But she ain't looking for nobody else. Yeah. See, you fall in love with a saint, you'll be all right. Sometimes I go and I come. I be over here talking to my brother. She don't be wondering where I'm at. As soon as I come to the door, she says, I know where you were at. You were talking to that old brother Pendleton, weren't you? I know, I just teased. It's the truth. See, and we laugh. See, you got it a little different. He'd be no different, but see, he was at the church with me working all day long, so he had me for 8 hours a day. Yeah. But see, I gave her my whole heart. She gave me hers. She ain't wondering whether I'm out doing something that I shouldn't be doing. She knows I love her too much. And I know the same for her. I'm not wondering where she's at. Just wonder if she all right. I leave her. I'll go. She may be in here talking to the deacon. I'm not one to say, I wonder is my wife fooling around with the deacon. I'm telling you, that's the start to go on people's minds. Yeah, that's right. And I know he thinks the same way. That's his sister. It's the same way. And it's the same with sisters coming. I'm taking the sisters home. My wife don't ask me, where was sisters? Did you drop sisters? She don't do that. Are they all right? Is there anything that you can do for them? It's real bad. But that's how people are. You don't even know. Some folk have, the pastors have bodyguards because they know the pastor be slipping. You think them men around the pastors to keep him protected. Protected from what? They know the pastor got wandering eyes. And they give him a sophisticated name. They're his armor bearers.
Yeah, right. Armor bears keep his pants on. That's what the beast Brown is doing. Helping him do that. Right? Did I get off my track? No, I didn't get off too far. Huh? You got to love the Lord with all your heart, right? Don't give your heart to people that it don't belong to. You'll seek me. That's what got me there. You'll seek me and find me. When you do what? Search for me with what? Priorities, right? Maybe it's not time for you to be in love with nobody. Maybe it's time for me to get my soul right. You know, you've been having all these relationships that ain't working. Maybe the Lord is trying to wake you up out of sleep. Stop looking for a boyfriend or girlfriend and love me, right? And then let me give you somebody, right?
Amen.
Amen. When they walk in, you won't have to go and recruit them. That's how I feel sometimes. I know it's more sisters than they are brothers, but you sisters, y'all, stay focused. You see a man come in here, keep your mind on Jesus. Every man coming here ain't for you. Some people coming in here to get their soul saved. Right? And once they get their soul saved, they may bring another female in here. And you may not be the one. And you got to be okay with it. This is to help you. I ain't really rushing because I know we ain't going to be back here this evening. But this is to help you. If you keep your mind on Jesus, Jesus will give you what you need.
Amen.
You don't have to go out and look for it. He will give you what you need. But you've got to give your whole heart to who? Jesus. You don't give your whole heart to people. You give your whole heart to Jesus. And then Jesus will give you someone, right, that'll love you. Is that the truth? The process works. And you know it works because no matter what we've got, I can remember all of the hardships that we went through. And we went through. You need to know what specifics were. Come and talk to me at the church. I can just make sure you have your pen and paper. Because I'm going to go down the list. And you're going to say, Elder Scotter, no, really? Yes. I had to deal with this and did not you. Nope. Yep, me. I had to deal with this. But I still love Jesus. It did not affect her love towards me. It did not affect my love towards her. Didn't look for another. Because I realized Jesus gave me her. And Jesus gave me to her and vice versa. But I had to do my part first, which was seek first, right? Was this the scripture you just read? You'll seek me and find me. When you search for me with what? That's Jesus, right? You go and call unto me, right? And I will hearken. I will listen to you, right? What's the Matthew? And then I'm going to let y'all go. Yes. What is the key, saints? Believe, right? You got to believe it. That's right. You got to believe it. It's your faith that makes these things possible. You want to know why the enemy attacks you? Because he's attacking your what? Your faith. He doesn't want you to believe in Jesus. He wants you to believe in everything else. Everybody else. Everybody got advice. Everybody want to give you their opinion on a thing. But then you want to say, well, where's Jesus at? What does Jesus say in his word about? Oh, child, you ain't got to go by that. Yes, you do. If you want things to turn out the way they're supposed to turn out. I think that verse said, if you want that same chapter that you went in Matthew, it said, if you want them mountains to be moved, you got to believe in the Lord Jesus, saints. If you don't, it's not going to go nowhere. And you are going to get very frustrated, very irritated about constantly talking to the Lord, and you will not hear from him, okay? All right, saints, we trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus. I'm not finished dealing with Daniel. Bring that same paper back next week. We'll be able to finish it up next week. But I want you to understand, if you don't get anything else, as Sister Scudder said, I gave y'all a long message today, but if you don't remember anything else, let your actions line up with your mouth, right? Stop doing so much talking and your actions don't back up with it.
You say you love the Lord, act like you love him. You say Jesus is my God, act like it. I worship the Lord with everything, act like it. Stop being a talker and be a doer, right? That's right. Definitely thank the Lord for each and every.